Blog Talk Radio.
You are about. What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
Mixed martial arts fans, get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, Comedian RJ, for 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012, at the Miramar Culture Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
You are about to listen to The Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let The Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let The Roman Show begin.
What's up, this your boy Kimo Slice, and if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you gotta keep watching with Rodolfo Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be alright, you'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Rodolfo Roman. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.
October 23rd, The Roman Show returns back on the air, and joining me today, I am not alone this evening, joining me tonight, my main man all the way from New York City, Mr. Johnny Knockout Change, or the Cinematic Superstar.
Hello.
I think we're going to change. I think we're going to change. Johnny Knockout Change. Johnny, I mean, it's been so long. It's been so long, Johnny.
It's been a little bit. But I'm back.
How you feeling, man?
Pretty good. Space. And I'm sad to see that with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have threw away the key. Okay, I'm done singing. It's good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back, man. We've missed you out here a little bit. I've been holding the wheel, steering the wheel alone, man. You know, it's kind of like when you drive everywhere and you need the GPS sometimes. You're the GPS. Yes. I needed you, man. I needed you. But we're back here again.
What you're saying is you just need direction. Well, that's quite a compliment. I'm not like the Tom-Tom. I'm like the John-John. The GPS of pro wrestling. Internet radio.
Well, follow Johnny Knockout. Now, Johnny, I saw you're back on Twitter.
Yes. I'm back on Twitterville. You know why I'm back on Twitter? It's
why are you back on Twitter?
Somebody was filing a false report of me. On, what was it, PW Insider and 411mania.com. And I was like, I need to clarify this. So I did. And I had to go to Twitter to do it, I guess.
Sweet. So you're back on
Twitter.
Because
it seems like everybody, the Facebook is private, so only so many people could see that. At least Twitter is public. Uh-huh. I just had to clarify and, you know, fix that situation. Wasn't a big deal, but if anything, it got me in contact with my JK Army. So,
awesome.
Johnny Knockout's okay.
At JKO Reality, he's back in Twitter, back and ready to go, and back on The Roman Show, so make sure you follow my main man, Johnny, out of the way in New York City. And hey, shout out to Yali, who's listening to The Roman Show right now. He just tweeted us. Thanks so much for listening. Johnny, we have a stacked show tonight starting off. with Alejandro Fernandez, better known as Bebe, who is a break dancer. And mind you, break dancing is still around, Johnny. I know in New York City, things are happening over there when it comes to culture, but in Miami, we are going to have what they have pretty much, you want to call it like the Super Bowl of breakdancing, as folks from all over the world are going to come down here to compete this Saturday, October 27th, at the Polish American Club, 1250 Northwest 22nd Avenue, starting at 3 p.m., and that's Who Can Roast the Most. And you can check out the details, groundzerocrew.com. Followed up by later on, we're going to have Eric of ProWrestlingSyndicate.com, and Johnny, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with this interview, sir.
Fans, just stay tuned. Tell all your friends, tell your neighbors, the local grocery store, Mark Clerk. Tell everybody listening to The Roman Show right now on Blog Talk Radio. And I think I just want to clarify, somebody that's following us, that's Yali. I think that's Yalisha.
Yes,
it's short for Yalisha. And she is one of the JKO Army Elite. So it's good to
it's
have
a, it's
you.
A male,
listening
it's
sweetheart.
A male, sir. It's at only one Yali.
Yeah, I think I just got a follow from them. I think
okay,
I got this pop-up thing on my Twitter where it's just like, you have a new follower. It says it like that. I'm like, whoa, really? Get out. And it says, what was the tag name again? What was the handle?
At only one Yali. She's a daydreamer, wrestling fan, and writer. So thanks for listening in all the way in Missouri.
Yeah, call in. We'll chat with you.
That's right. The number to call is 714-868-0222. And lastly, but not least, we're going to have Andrea Torres, Miami Herald reporter, who I had the pleasure to go to school with. And Johnny, man, on a serious note, she battled cancer, breast cancer, at a young age at 30 years, man. And she's up and running. She's all right. She's cool. And she documented pretty much her struggles word for word, exactly what she went through. And you can see some of her writings at the MiamiHerald.com/health. That's MiamiHerald.com/health. You can follow her. It's kind of like a journal as far as her battles with breast cancer, being that this month is Cancer Awareness Month in October. But with that said, Johnny, not only that, we're going to have Laughing with Felix around 10:05 p.m. He'll be telling us a couple of jokes. And trust me, Johnny, you haven't been on the air when Felix is on, but you will be laughing. I promise you that, Johnny.
All right. We'll see.
All righty. So
I'm a hard nut to crack. I'm a hard nut to crack. I just want to say God bless to, what was her name again? We're going to have
Andrea
her later
Torres.
On tonight. Say again?
Andrea Torres.
Andrea, God bless you, sweetheart. I look forward to talking to you later. It's great. Great to see that we have such a fighter out here, you know. God bless.
Yeah, cancer is a very dangerous disease that's killing a lot of people, and it's important to definitely be aware of the situation and catch it before it hits you. All right, John, let's move on to our first guest, Alejandro Bebe Fernandez. How are you, Alejandro? Welcome to The Roman Show.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Great, man. You're on with myself, Rodolfo Roman, and Johnny Knock out of the way in New York. Now, Alejandro, you have a huge event coming up this Saturday, sir. And for information, groundzerocrew.com. Alejandro is part of the Ground Zero Crew. And Alejandro, this is the great thing about it. You will go ahead and coin it as the Super Bowl of breakdancing at Who Can Roast the Most.
Yeah, totally. well, since 99, to give a little background, Who Can Roast the Most started in Miami. It's an event that I started myself. Me being, at least in those days, really a real top-notch competitor. Like, I got really sick of, like, the boring battle formats, and I wanted to spice it up a little bit. So I created a unique concept that really just became, you know, immensely popular amongst the B-boy world. And now we get dancers from countries all over visiting Miami, and it has achieved a legendary status, if you will. So it's a great thing.
So it's a tournament that has taken place all over the world, including places in Europe, in Asia, in Switzerland, and you guys competed to then come together this Saturday here in Miami, correct?
Yeah, well, what we did this year, and we've done it in other cities and other parts of the world before, but this year was a little bit special because we decided to focus on the two-on-two battles. And what we did is we started in this February. We were in Geneva, Switzerland, and the finals was France and Israel. Israel won, and now Israel advances to Miami. So we basically took the winners of every every place that we stopped on the tour to come and battle it out at the finals here in Miami this weekend.
That is awesome. Now, tell me about the breakdancing culture. I mean, is this still around? I know in the 80s it was big, in the 90s as well. But is it just a small niche, or is it big?
Well, it's funny. That seems to be, like, the most common misconception is that it died in the 80s. So everybody says, oh, yeah, died in the 80s. But if you watch any commercial, any music video, you know, and there's been a plethora of cheesy dance movies and even spoof movies making fun of the cheesy dance movies. So it really hasn't gone anywhere. Everybody's aware that, like, you know, after its peak commercialization period in the 80s, that it kind of declined a little bit. But ever since the 90s, especially, like the mid to late 90s, it's experienced, like, you know, now almost 20 years of uninterrupted popularity, and it's in fact grown on such a huge international scale that we're getting, you know, you can pretty much name the most remote country and they're breaking over there, believe it or not. So it's really a beautiful thing that hip hop has spread worldwide like this.
Yeah, I see some crazy videos over there in Japan. Those guys are just phenomenal at breakdancing. And some of the pictures that you have sent me over, because I'm also wrote an article in the Miami Herald about this event. The images are just amazing, seeing folks at the windmills. Hey, Johnny, you ever ventured into the breakdancing world, sir?
I could do a triple back Lindy into a side split into a front handstand with one finger, and then I do a rendition of the Spinneroni, all in just about 3.5 seconds. No, I have stayed away from breakdancing. Not my thing. I'm very white. I don't know if it makes a difference by my skin color, but no, I can't even do the Running Man. I've tried. Believe me, I'm very uncoordinated. Thank God I'm a badass in the ring because I got that going for me. But, you know, we got a lot of breakdancing going on in the city here. You know, I see people just throw down a cardboard mat, and, man, we get, like, crowds of, like, 100, 200 people just blocking the streets watching these guys go at it, so... Pretty cool art form, if you ask me.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, Alejandro Johnny Bean, that he is from New York, breakdancing over there is just pretty much as common as Cuban restaurants in Miami. You know, it's pretty much everywhere. So it's definitely interesting to see all these folks that are coming down here to Miami, Florida, and they're all going to compete. And the price of the entrance is $20 from 3 to midnight, October 27th. At the Polish American Club, 1250 Northwest 22nd Avenue. And it's Who Can Roast the Most. Come see the best breakdancers in the world in action, groundzerocrew.com. So, Alejandro, what can people expect here? How much dancing is there going to be? Is it going to be for 9 hours? Nonstop dancing?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, man. You know, one thing that a lot of people are asking me is, like, oh, is it okay to bring my 6-year-old or my 3-year-old or whatever? And absolutely, like, all ages are welcome. It's at the Polish American Club. You know, it's a nice, safe venue. And, you know, it's really not uncommon, and especially, like, the earlier hours of the event, you know, we'll have a lot of parents bringing their kids, and the kids, they almost naturally know how to do it. They don't even really need instruction, because when they're that age, they just jump on their head and start going, and it's like they were born to do this. So it's definitely something that everybody can partake in. And, in addition to, like, you know, obviously the dancing is going to be going out throughout, we have a live performance by Llama Beats Crew, which is a prolific hip-hop band, local hip-hop band here from Miami. We will have live painting, some amazing DJs, and, great music and fun for everyone.
That is awesome. Now, two more questions before you go. Number one, tell me some of the injuries that you have suffered breakdancing, because I'm sure there's a whole lot of them.
Man, you know what? Actually, I've been pretty lucky. I've never broken anything, knock on wood. And, I'm good there. I will say this, though. It is a degenerative dance in that, you know, you can only throw your body around so many times, and it does start to wear and tear. So I've been doing this since I was 12. I'm 30 now. So, I definitely have, you know, felt a lot of wear and tear on the neck, and especially, you know, like head spins, a lot of neck moves and spin moves especially really test your spine and your joints. So you need to stay active, you need to stay fit if you're going to continue to do it and continue to dance.
What's the oldest breakdancer you've ever seen in action?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, like, he just announced his retirement, which he really isn't going to retire. I think it was really more of like a sort of like a sending off type of thing, but he's still going to teach and stuff. But, you know, you see them everywhere. Actually, the oldest is one time me and my crew back in 2002 when we were on a European tour, we were in Stockholm, Sweden, and we met a B-girl, or should I say B-grandma named Crazy Grandma. And I think she was 65 years old, man. And I was like... If you were to ever see it sounds like a bad, like, you know, a bad joke of a bad comedy movie or something. But this lady was like 65, and she, you know, she'd jump on her head and slide around her head and hold herself up, and she was in amazing shape for her age. And I'm told she continuously practices still. So, you know, you see all different kinds. There's also, I think this is a really kind of inspiration. There's also a crew called the Ill Abilities, where each of the members of this crew have some sort of physical impairment. I don't want to say handicap, because they can really defy gravity and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But, like, for example, there's one guy who's missing a leg. There's another guy who, you know, is on crutches, and, you know, it's just incredible what you see these guys do with their, you know, what most people would perceive as a disability. These people have turned it into, like, something beautiful and inspirational for everybody.
That is just amazing. And last question, Alejandro. How did you feel when the Pope had breakdancers in front of him perform?
I guess it was cool, you know what I mean? I can't hate on that. I mean, I'm not going to get into my politics or whatnot, but I think it was a cool thing. He was, you know, he was blessing them and wishing them well, from what I can tell. And the more the common folk can see breaking and realize that it's not, you know, just a fad or something that was popular in the 80s, and actually is a respectable art form with a rich history, you know, the better. So I'm all for it.
Well, and thanks so much for calling in. And guys, if you love breakdancing, if you love art and culture, groundzerocrew.com is the website. And the event is Who Can Roast the Most at the Polished American Club, 1250 Northwest 22nd Ave, from starting at 3 p.m. The entrance is $20 in Miami, Florida. Alejandro, thank you so very much, man. Hope to see you in action, and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much, Roman, for having me. Take care.
Bye. 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 Have a good one. Bye. Thank you. Great stuff there. Mr.
Cool
Johnny
guy.
Knocker. Johnny, you think Booker T will have a run for his money?
I think they can outdo Booker T. I mean, Booker T, yeah, he's got the spinneroni going for him, but I don't know. That's about the only move I see.
I don't think the spinneroni has anything.
How do they get around so much? I wanted to ask him. I mean, you kind of just took over that whole interview. I felt like I was not even needed. Thanks a lot.
Well, I apologize.
I had a question. I was like, did you ever meet Booker T? Maybe did you ever do a spinneroony contest with the T-Man? You know? I had things. I had questions I wanted to know. I wanted them answered. Like, how do they get around? Like, I hear this guy's going to Europe. He sounds like a wrestler. He sounds like a traveling, you know, showman. I want to know. They get paid for this stuff? Is it sponsored?
Of course. Yeah, they're actually competing for some cash that night. But, yeah, they do travel around the country. They do perform for money.
Nice.
And it's just like pro wrestling. You know, you go to different countries and you perform.
I don't know when they wrestle is that perform for the Pope. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Can I say it in the same sentence? Bad ass. Holy bad ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're talking about one Don Paul II. He had breakdancers right in front of him. And they blessed him. And this happened, I don't know, 7 years ago or something like that, and he blessed breakdancing as a form of art.
Maybe that's how he was able to stay so safe and keep his body healthy.
Yeah, maybe he breakdanced himself. I don't know.
The Pope breakdances? Oh boy. Hashtag breakdancing Pope.
Dan, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with Eric of Wrestling Syndicate. And
that's good.
I don't know about this one. I'm going to have to wear a helmet or something like that.
I don't know
about this one, Johnny.
Or,
my bayonets, as President Barack Obama told Mitt Romney yesterday, bayonets and horses, I don't know. We'll be right back with more of The Roman Show. Stay tuned, guys.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these.
Mixed martial arts fans,
Get ready for the 2012 MMA Awards Show on November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center, hosted by top comedian RJ, with musical performance by Danger Flow. Log on to FloridaMMAAwards.com to vote for your favorite MMA fighter, best promoter, best knockout, best submission, and more. UFC fighters will be in the house. For more information, call 786-306-1774 or visit the website at FloridaMMAAwards.com.
Hey, this is your host, Comedian RJ, for 2012 MMA Awards. You don't want to miss this award show. Go and get your tickets right now. Sunday, November 4th, 2012 at the Miramar Cultural Arts Center. You don't want to miss it.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH.
We're here back at the Roman Show. Back at it again next week, next Tuesday. We will have Savio Vega. Yes, Johnny, Savio Vega. We were able to schedule the work around his schedule. So Savio Vega will be on the program. He'll be letting us know as far as his career, as he has a long history in the world of pro wrestling. And tomorrow night, guys, we're going to have a whole long list of MMA fighters on the Roman Show tomorrow at 9 p.m. Don Fry, MMA legend, will be on the program, along with CFA founder and chairman of the promotion CFA. George Nalabad will be on the program to talk about women's MMA. He'll be on the program tomorrow night. And Lederman, who will be fighting at the World Series of Fighting November 3rd, he'll be on the program as well. So we got a stacked show tomorrow night, Johnny. Lots of stuff out there. And by the way, if you get a chance, Johnny, and I know you're not too much into the MMA stuff, but the people who do listen here. Ronnie Piper. You do?
A lot of my arsenal in the ring is submission. Who are you talking about? Come on.
Okay. I got to see you now wear the MMA gloves.
You just never invited me on the show. I don't really know much about it, but I respect the sports. I include as much MMA and submission into my wrestling. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys in the pro wrestling that are bigger than me. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to tap them out. I can't pick up a giant. I don't like that word can, but I mean, come on. Seriously, I'm not going to be pile driving the Big Show anytime soon. I will make him submit, though. I can get him down. You bet your ass.
Well, Roddy Piper was commenting on MMA and saying that some folks, some guys, just don't deserve to know the sport because they're using it as a weapon. Some of these guys, according to him, and actually I shared it on the website, but he said something in paraphrasing here, that some of these guys go out there, they get drunk, and they start fighting. And it's something that there's a problem in MMA, and he speaks of a whole other thing. So Roddy Piper getting in the whole mix of MMA and mixing it in with pro wrestling, which you see the crossover, Johnny, but for some time, they just
honestly,
Triple H, you know, you spoke about it too. What's that?
Hey, if I'm in a street fight, I'd rather have an MMA training versus just straight up brawling. It's good to have both, but at least you can subdue your opponent with the MMA. Maybe break his arm, maybe send him a warning signal to cut it out, or things can get real, you know? I mean, I'm not sure exactly what Roddy Piper said. I haven't read the article yet, but I mean, it's better you know what you're doing to protect yourself, you know?
Yes, sir. It's very important. All right, Johnny, let's move on with our next guest. And speaking about protecting yourself from submissions, this is cool, Johnny.
Nice segue. I get it.
We're going to reach out to Eric of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, who's actually at a wrestling school right now, Johnny. He's actually at a wrestling school right now. Yeah. And the show, now, if he answers it, of course.
Hello.
Hey, Eric, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with Rodolfo Roman and Johnny. How are you, sir? Pretty good?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
All right. We can't complain, Eric. Well, Eric, fantastic. First and foremost, Johnny over there on the other end, he's very well. He's also, he'll talk to you a little bit. But, Eric, you have a big event coming up. One of the main cards is Mr. Belding of Saved by the Bell versus PWS Pro Wrestling Syndicate champion Kevin Matthews. This is going to take place in November in New Jersey. Broadway Rec Center, 275 East Milton Avenue. A lot of folks are wondering how the heck this happened. I know Mr. Belding is a big wrestling fan, but how did you manage to put this thing together? And is Mr. Belding training for this?
Mr. Belding has been training. He was actually our guest commissioner at Pro Wrestling Syndicate back in September, and he got physically involved in an altercation with Kevin Matthews and members of his Reality Check heel stable, which resulted in a whole lot of press, including TMZ on Fox Television. And the fans wanted to see Belding come back, so we're giving the fans what they want. We're putting Belding in a match one-on-one against Kevin Matthews.
What can people expect? Because we've seen some matches where they get some celebrities, and it's very slow pace, especially some guys that just don't know what they're doing. But how much of training has Mr. Belding had, and what are people going to expect? Are they going to see a wrestling match?
Well, I would say this. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, on average, is drawing 1,000 fans, and people don't really leave disappointed. So I would say that people would be in store for something where they will get their money's worth and be highly entertained. I wouldn't put something together as a match if I felt it was up to par with our high standards. So be there live to find out, best I could tell you, because, I mean, with PWS, always full of surprises, you never know what's going to happen.
And now, is this for the belt?
Yes, this is for the title.
Wow. Kevin Matthews versus Xavier the Bell, Mr. Belding, for the PWS title. Also on that card, you're going to have Cole Cabana versus Jerry Lynch, and great wrestling there. Matt Hardy, Rich Swann, Sammy Callahan, Kevin Steen. Sounds like a sick card. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Now, I want to talk to you something before I bring in Johnny. Eric, there was Starman, who was at Monday Night Raw yesterday. He was escorted. He was wearing the whole suit. Starman is a character from a Nintendo game, a pro wrestling Nintendo game, and he was escorted. What can you tell us about this? He also wrestles for Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
He only wrestles for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Starman was our creation. We were, Kevin and I were huge fans of that video game growing up. We had talked about it one night, late night on the phone, about making a Starman come to life. So we did. And Starman became a very popular, almost iconic guy at Pro Wrestling Syndicate. He emulates all the characteristics of the game character, as well as does ridiculous stuff like jumping 40 feet out of a friggin' balcony. Starman has been beloved by our fans. Where we run shows in Rahway, New Jersey, is about 20 minutes away from the Izod Center, which for people not from around here, the Izod Center used to be home to the Jersey Devils and Jersey Nets, and it's right next door to Giant Stadium, where the Giants and Jets play football, where WrestleMania will be in April. The Izod Center is about 20 minutes from where we run, so a bunch of our guys, including Starman, went down to Raw last night. Starman went in full Starman gimmick, and during Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan, the fans started chanting, "We want Starman." Starman stood up to acknowledge it, and WWE security took him out. Starman did, however, finagle way back into the building, the people backstage at WWE had a good laugh about it, no problems or anything like that, but truly flattered that, here's Monday Night Raw live on TV and people are chanting for a PWS guy while you have Ziggler and Daniel Bryan, two very fine professionals in the ring.
Wow. Now, Eddie, did you give him any reason for this, or was he causing it? Because according to that video, the guy was just Starman was just walking to the seat, and all of a sudden you see the man and they escort them.
Yeah, what happened, once the We Want Starman chant broke out, I think WWE people started kind of, I don't know if they thought he was going to hop a rail. I don't know what they thought. And in fairness, to be honest with you, if we're running a PWS show and there's another worker that's in attendance and he's not booked and we don't know why he's there, we're going to kind of keep our eye on him too, because we don't know what's going to happen. You could go back to the famed feud, if you will, between ECW and XPW back in the day when, XPW guys like Shoot showed up at ECW with tickets with the sole intention of starting fights and crashing the ring. So, better to be safe than sorry. Of course, we went in there with no ill will or anything like that. But again, I don't blame security for taking note and doing what they had to do. It's their event, their house, their rules.
All right, Johnny?
No, it's a real respectful response. It makes a lot of sense.
That.
It shows that, it shows you have a good, business foresight, and you're not taking it personally. That's really good.
Sure, of course.
I have a question, though. It's a very serious question. And I'm glad
I have
a
possible very serious answer for you.
Awesome. Well, I only want a very serious response. Why is it that you have not signed, but hired one of the hottest talents in all of independent wrestling, especially here on the East Coast, being the cinematic superstar, Johnny Knockout? I've knocked at your door once or twice before. I would like to explain to the JKO Army why they haven't seen me at the Runway Rec Center.
Would you say that Johnny Knockout is booked heavily in the area for other promotions?
Well, I mean, I'm an independent contractor. I work for who I want, whenever I want. Unless,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Unless, as long as I get a respectful, you know, business relationship with them.
Well, I totally understand that. I mean, with PWS, I mean, we do have our core guys, most of whom have been with us for the better part of 5 years. You know, well before we were drawing 1,000 people, back when we were drawing a couple hundred people, and even at shows we were drawing, you know, 50 people. You know, so a lot of our guys have been with us for years and years, so, you know, we kind of roll with our core guys. Honestly, as far as outside guys go, it's rare that we bring in outside guys, not including TV names. I mean, for us, like in recent times, Samurai Del Sol was one that we'd brought in a couple times. Kevin Steen is finally making his PWS debut in a couple weeks. It's rare, it's really, really rare that we bring in other guys. And the reason for that is not that there aren't other talented workers out there or guys that have an it quality or something we could do something with. It's just, honestly, there's no spots. You know, and we get these emails all the time from people like, hey, if you have any open spots, like, I mean, look at the shows. I mean, we have, you know, Callahan versus Kevin Steen. We have Davey Richards. We have him in a six-way with, you know, Fox and Swan and Polyon, Darkside, and Matt Hardy. I mean, for us, it's like we're not sitting around, like, you know, 4 in the morning, like, oh, God, banging our heads against the wall, like, oh, we have this open spot. We have to find a way to fill this spot. And, like, you know, some, you know, independent worker who may be very, very talented, who may be the dribbling shit, to be blunt, you know, may hit us up. It's like, I mean, just being honest, I mean, it's hard for us. I mean, for us, it's like, you know what, a lot of our guys that have been with us for a long time, I mean, these are the guys that are setting the ring up. These are the guys that are helping us set chairs up, that are helping us out. These are the guys when we have, like, oh, crap, we have to get Mr. Belding to LaGuardia in an hour. Who's available to drive them? These are the guys that stand up and help out. You know, and for us, when we bring in, like, outside guys, I mean, we brought in the great Muda. We brought in Kai. He's the All Japan Junior Heavyweight Champion. I mean, we gravitate towards people that aren't really around. I mean, and for better or worse, a lot of times when we bring people in, other promotions will, you know, see success or see something in that person or may not have even realized that person's taking bookings. A prime example, Big Van Vader. We booked Vader back in June. Vader hadn't done anything in years. This was Vader's first match in 2.5 years. Next thing you know, Vader's on pretty much every indie show around and, you know, had a WWE appearance on top of it. Actually, two WWE appearances on top of it. You know, which I'm flattered that people watch so closely as to what we're doing. But, I mean, it's very difficult for us. I mean, even guys that, like, work with us, you know, on and off for the past couple of years, a guy like Necro Butcher comes to mind. It's like, I'd love to have Necro every show. There's simply no spots. A guy like The Sheik, love the guy, very nice guy. I mean, that in a heterosexual way. But, I mean, you know, hey, it's wrestling. You got to put it out there. Just saying. You know, guys like that I think offer something unique and offer something special, just there's not always room. For us, our biggest problem is we cram these shows as much as we can, and on average our shows are clocking at like 3 hours, 20 minutes, and for us that's long. You know, you tack on an intermission on top of that, you know, you're at 3.5, you know, 3 hours, 45 minutes. That's a long time for a wrestling show. The other thing for us right now, we just opened a wrestling school back in June. Now we have students that are, you know, 4 months in that we're trying to find spots for on shows. We do student matches every show. I mean, to be clear, too, these students are freaking good. We got guys that are doing suicide dives, doing standing shooting star presses, like, basically, one student that's basically copying Super Dragon's moveset. It's insane. These, and they're safe, and they're good, and they're humble, and they're motivated kids. And for us, it's like, well, we have, I mean, I'm standing at the Rally Rec Center right now. I'm looking in. I see Pat Buck in the ring. We have about 20 students here right now. We have 5 new beginners that just signed up tonight. I mean, even, like, looking in now, like, I see Justin Carino, who wrestles for us as Jobber Justin. some people might understand why he's booked on shows. Well, he's right here busting his ass, helping kids train for $0 just because he wants to help out. I see Fala's in here. He's half our tag champions. He's the same thing, just coming by to help out. I mean, a lot of guys, guys like Jay Lethal come by here, Sammy Callahan, guys like that, and Rich Swann's a big help over here, too. And for us, it's like people want spots. Well, you know, I always kind of flip back to somebody. Why should I book you? And it's not to be mean, but sell me on it. What would said independent talent or said TV name talent be doing for us to help us? You know, you guys want us to provide you a stage to shine on in front of 1,000 people, iPay-per-view, blah, blah, blah. Cool, that's great. Why? Why should we give it to you? What is the selling point for us?
I just want to start off by saying that that is a tremendously respectable response. I appreciate it, number one. I can tell you that I am a hell of a talent. I know it's easy to say something, but to back it up is another thing. I'm a guy that backs it up day in and day out. I'm better than I was the day before when I started. You know, this is what I pride myself on, whether it be in the gym, whether it be working out, whether it be getting in the ring, whether it be just keeping my word with the people that I work with. This is something that I pride myself. This is my life. This is my livelihood. This is what I want to do. And if it's just a matter of getting down there and being reliable, I'm your guy, you know. Like I said, I'm an independent contractor. I'm not tied down to just anybody. Your company is a company that I've actually scouted, and I've messaged Pat Buck about that, too. And I understand his response, too, and, you know, maybe he took it the wrong way, or maybe I didn't make myself clear when I did, but I said I was down there scouting. Not for anybody else but myself. I want to work with the best talent. I do want to be on a grander stage. I want to be in big time. I don't just do this on the weekend. This is something that I breathe. This is something that I wake up thinking about. This is something that I go to bed thinking about, dreaming about. And I've never been in love in my life, okay, as far as like having a girlfriend or a wife. But as far as I know, I guess that's what love is. And I love pro wrestling, and it's something that, like I said, is just a part of me. I want to work with a company that is prestigious, somebody that hires the right kind of people, so I can better myself. Like I said, I'm not a weekend warrior. You know, I don't want to just get in the ring with anybody. I'll do it if I have to, of course, but I want to learn from the best. And you hire the best. I would like to work with the best so that I can become better and, you know, one day make it where I want to go. Because no matter where I go or what I do, I am going to make it. I have a never-say-die attitude. The only thing that's stopping me is death, and I'm not dead yet. I'm still standing. So I'd be honored at an opportunity. If we could discuss it off the air, that'd be great. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow. It doesn't have to happen next week or a month, but somewhere down the line.
I'll discuss it on the air, and I'll be very direct. I mean, right now, I'm flattered.
Even if it's a dark match, you don't even have to publicize me, but when you see the response that I can garner from people and I can get that kind of feedback, just so you know that you got the right guy in front of you, I would just love an opportunity. If it's a 2-3-minute match, whatever it is, I would love an opportunity to prove myself.
I definitely appreciate that, and I would say the same thing to you as I would any other worker that's listening. The being very, very honest, our shows are fully, fully booked from now until the end of April, which is Mania weekend, where we actually have a triple shot going. What I would say to anybody, yourself included, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up through the website. I mean, all those emails go directly to Pat and I, who are legit co-owners, promoters, whatever you want to call it, of PWS. Include footage. Show us who you are. You know, don't say, we get these emails all the time from people that's like, oh, well, I wrestled against Tito Santana. Okay, cool. Can we see it? It's like when these people hit us up with, like, dropping names, like, it's almost like we have to, like, watch our feet. Like, whoa, we're going to trip over the names that people are dropping. Like, you know, people send these, like, random emails. Like, oh, man, like, I wrestled against Barry Horowitz. Like, all right, that's awesome. And, you know, like, where are you going with that? Show us what you can do. I mean, because, I mean, the thing is, it's like we're booking you, and I say, I mean, you in the general sense, to be a worker, to be a performer, you know. Our entire locker room's worked against legends and smart mark names and this and that. Like, okay, like, that's great, you know. But, I mean, again, I mean, somebody could say, hey, I worked Psycho Sid. So what does that mean? Does that mean you went 40 minutes with Sid and you actually got Sid to look good? Or does that mean you got in the ring with Sid and hit you with the choke slam and the match was over in 5 seconds? What does that actually mean? Show us. Show us what you can do. If you're proud of your work, then show us. Yeah, that's all.
Very good. All right. Well, now I know the right path to go down, and I'll be in touch. But hey, man, you know something, Roman? This has been a great interview so far. I got to say, Eric, Mr. Tapout, however you like to be addressed, you're very well spoken, very eloquent speaking, and I don't know, you're very well versed too. So I'm not an ass kisser. I'm an ass kicker, but anybody that knows me well will know that I don't suck up to anybody. I don't feel there's a point to it. But when somebody deserves the credit, I call a spade a spade. And I got to say, I have a whole new respect for you. I never got to speak to you face-to-face yet, but hearing you and speaking to you, I get a pretty good, pretty cool and good vibe. So, yeah, I'll definitely be sending my
stuff. All right on, man. Definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
And all the best to you. You said you're all booked up till April, WrestleMania weekend. That's good stuff, man. And like I said, I've been in the crowd, and I was watching. I forget the date, but it was back, I think, like you said, when Vader was performing. Number one, that was a great match. I know that he was in a tag match, and it was against Jay Lethal. It was a pretty good contrast. I saw that, and like I said, the crowd response for Vader was pretty cool. So, you know, he had some good additions to the show that night. One of the best parts of that night was, I'm a big fan of Scott Steiner, so coming out on his bike and all, that was pretty badass. So, I know you put on a good show, and like I said, I just want to surround myself with the right people.
And to be honest, it's funny that you referenced that show. That was our weakest drawing show in the past year by far, and probably our worst show of the year. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean,
I did. You know what I enjoyed the most, though, I got to say, was Simon Dean versus Fantasio. I couldn't believe that they put on like a – for the fans that may not know what I'm talking about, they weren't out that night at the rec center. There was a point in the match where Fantasio takes out his magic wand, and he hits the referee and Simon Dean with the wand, and they proceeded to have the next 5 minutes of the match in slow motion. I kid you not, and I can't cuss here because Roman will get upset with me, but I kid you not that was the most entertaining, I mean, slow motion, 5 minutes. I felt like I was watching it on TV. So that was pretty.
The entire match is on YouTube, actually. If anyone wants to check it out, YouTube, Simon Dean versus Fantasio, the entire match is up there for free.
I mean, normally I'm a fan of Simon Dean because I'm a personal trainer as well. So, like, I don't know, I can relate to that a bit. He's just funny as hell. But I honestly wouldn't go out of my way to watch a Fantasio match just for thinking about it. But watching it that night, I would definitely watch a match with that guy again. So,
The match with Fantasio was Fantasio, like as Fantasio. It was only his third match ever. He had his WWE debut, which was many, many eons ago, which was actually against Tony DeVito in a squash match. And the finish was he stole the referee's underwear. I kid you not. And then he had one house show match as Fantasio, and that was it. That was it until PWS in 2012.
Wow, amazing. Again, guys, the event is November 9th, Raleigh Rec Center, 275 East Milton Avenue, Raleigh, New Jersey. Now, what do you credit, Eric, for your success in your company? You say you've been getting 1,000 folks in there. What is it so these up-and-coming promoters can kind of have some of, if you can give away your secret, of course?
I don't really think it's a secret. I think it's just kind of thinking, putting yourself in a fan's perspective of, okay, I go to a show. What do I want to see? What's going to bore me? What's going to keep me entertained? And I like to think that we come up with a formula that keeps people entertained from start to finish. I mean, your buddy on the line just referenced what I said was probably our worst show of the year. He put over, hey, Scott Steiner came out on a motorcycle. Hey, they dug up Fantasio. He had this match, slow motion spot with Simon Dean. I mean, plus me on top of that, we had Great Muta was there and, Big Van Vader and Two Cold Scorpio, as well as a lot of top tier indie guys. So, I mean, for us, it's like, all right, well, what works? What do people want to see? For us, too, I mean, something like, Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell, guess what? There's going to be a lot of wrestling fans that will probably be like, oh, this is kind of entertaining. It's something different. And likewise, there'll be a lot of people that aren't wrestling fans that are like, wow, like Mr. Belding, like, I kind of just want to go and see what happens. I kind of just want to go to this show and meet Mr. Belding, I think for us, we're creating a lot of new smart marks, which I'm very grateful for, because there has not been a company since ECW that has done so. And I know that's kind of a bold statement. I don't mean that to be pretentious, but if you really think about it, there's a lot of great independent companies out there, but a lot of them have a very niche audience. If you like hardcore wrestling, CZW is your place to go. If you like, I wouldn't even begin to know how to describe Shikara you know, if people are music fans, it'd be like, how do you describe a band like Fugazi? They're kind of all over the place. But, I mean, Shikara, like this American Lucha Libre kind of unique cartoony style, and it's amazing, it's entertaining, it's great, but that's like their niche. You know, for us, you know, a fan might come in with, you know, to see Matt Hardy, and they've never been to an independent wrestling show before, and they might be, wow, I came here to see Matt Hardy, but wow, like, Starman was pretty cool, like, wow, like, that guy A.R. Fox was awesome, like, that guy Rich Swann, like, wow, and they become fans of those guys, and now they want to come back, maybe when Matt Hardy's not here, but A.R. Fox will be here, and they want to come see him, you know, and it continues to grow, and word continues to spread, and it's a good thing, because for us, I mean, I personally really enjoy the wide demographic of fans we have. I mean, all races, all ages, you know, genders, some questionable in between genders even, you know, but it's cool. I mean, it's a good mix. It's definitely a good mix. I'm flattered too. We get WWE guys that come to our shows to hang out in the crowd, which is awesome. You know, you look down the crowd and you see guys that, you know, are wrestling on Monday Night Raw like a couple days before. It's like, that's pretty cool to us, you know.
That is great. Now, Eric, I see here that in December you'll also be having an event, and Goldust will make an appearance. So good stuff there coming out of Pro Wrestling Syndicate. And you can see this stuff on iPay-Per-View, that's Internet Pay-Per-View, at ProWrestlingSyndicateLive.com. So if you're not in Jersey or New York, don't worry about it. You can see it all over the world, ProWrestlingSyndicateLive.com. Now, Eric, unfortunately, we're running out of time already, but next time around we'd love to have a talent here that will be competing on that show in November. And we'd love to have a one-on-one and let us know about Pro Wrestling Syndicate and wrestling in front of the crowd over there in Jersey.
I totally lost you right before crowd in New Jersey. I'm so sorry. One more time.
No worries. They said we're running out of time already, but we'd love to have some of the talent that will be.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Hit me up and let me know, and whoever you want, we'll make it happen.
You got it, guys. And again, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Mr. Belding will be in action in November. You can check out the website, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. You can watch it on Internet Pay-Per-View. How much is the Internet Pay-Per-View? Is $9 only?
$9, cheapest one around.
$9, and you can watch it no matter where you are in the world. Eric, thank you so much. We'll be in communication. Thank you so very much, man, and good luck with the show.
Okay, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a
Take
night.
Care, man.
Bye-bye. Thank you, bye-bye. All right, Johnny, great talk there with Eric of Pro Wrestling Syndicate. You got your response there, sir.
You know what I like? And this is something I didn't even realize until we got the man on the line to speak. He really is loyal to his own people, which is something that is really scarce in pro wrestling, especially in the independent scene. I mean, sometimes people take anybody and everybody, but, you know, to just push your own guys and make names, I mean, that's what every company strives for. That's what every fan believes in. And he seems to be doing that. And like I said, I've been to a show before, and I've seen it, you know, personally. I see the flyers, you know, the posters. So, you know, like I said, just like anything in life, you got to earn your stripes. So I'm that kind of guy. So whatever it takes. Sure. But learned a lot more
and
about
Eric
than
I
did
you,
not
Johnny.
Know beforehand. What's that?
I can vouch for you. I can vouch for you, sir. So I'm sure that maybe we'll be watching you in Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
You know how they say you just need a foot in the door? I just need a toe, like even my pinky toe in the door. Once I get that, I don't think the doorway could contain a guy like Johnny Knockout. Like I said, in wrestling and in life, okay, kids that are listening that are up past 10 p.m. that you should be getting ready for bed because you got school the next day, you got to prove yourself.
That's
all about.
That's all it is.
All right, let's take this quick phone call, Johnny. Connor, you're on the end of the Roman Show. Caller?
Don't be shy, caller. Speak up.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of people calling. Quickly, now we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more action, and we're going to speak to Andrea Torres, and we're going to get to our segment, Laughing with Felix, and we'll be right back with more on the Roman Show. Stay tuned, guys.
the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
And we are back here with more action on The Roman Show. Make sure you follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH, hashtag Roman Show. Follow my main man out of the way in New York City at JKO Reality. That's Mr. Johnny Knockout himself. And we got lots to talk about here on the program. Let's take this quick phone call here on the Roman Show. Caller, you are on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. All right, they're still shy there.
Hey, guys, if you guys are calling in, just if Roman says, hey, you're on the air, just say hello. And if we hear you, then we'll say, hey, yes, you. So I know some people are shy. They don't realize what it's like to be on radio, but you got to respond. Unless we really don't have a caller, then and all that was a waste.
No. There. 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222 is the number. We've got lots to talk about here in the Roman Show.
What is Yali Knockout? I thought Yali was going to call in. You're listening to us, baby. Call in.
Yeah. She, Yali is listening, and she, in fact, she even tweeted to us thanking us for the shout-out.
Absolutely.
So if you want to call in.
Can't go wrong with Johnny Knockout and Rodolfo Roman. We got you back.
Yes. In fact, I see the just responded now. Brian P. Just tweeted to us, hashtag first signs of the apocalypse. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Brian P.
Freak. Hashtag freak.
Hey, man, I think it was Will Ferrell who posted a tweet today that said we're like only 60-something days away from the end of the world.
No. Listen,
everybody
let me explain something to you guys. No. According to the Mayan calendar, our world... No, I'm serious, okay? Because I've done my Mayan research. According to the Mayan calendar, we should have been gone in May. I think it was this May or the May of the year before. So, you guys can rest
easy. We're still here.
There's no apocalypse. And there's no zombie apocalypse either for all you fucking horror movie weirdos out there. Speaking of zombies, I was able to, my cousin, James Lyons, he's the baddest kid on Staten Island, okay? And he did Spooktacular at the Staten Island Zoo. So Johnny Knockout got out of his change face paint, and we painted him up into a zombie. He was voted, believe this, Roman, James Lyons was voted the best zombie of all Spooktacular at the Staten Island Zoo. So I just want to give a shout-out to my cousin James. He was an awesome zombie. He actually scared kids so bad that the parents asked him and pleaded with him to please not scare the kids. Can you imagine a world we're living in where you're told as a zombie not to scare people? He did a great job.
Well, speaking about zombies and getting scared and scaring kids, shame on this theater. Check this out. A group of children expecting to see a new animated movie fled in terror on Saturday when the theater accidentally, get this, played one of the goriest horror films of the season. So they were scheduled to watch a cartoon, but in fact got something very scary. Employees at the Cineworld Cinema in Nottingham, England, claim a quote-unquote technical error caused the theater to show, get this, Paranormal Activity 4 instead of the more kid-friendly Madagascar 3, according to Yahoo Movies.
Oh, my
Shout
God.
Shout out to that theater.
Good news. No, it's a Disney. Paranormal Activity 5 is a Disney for kids. It's a Disney movie. It was made by Disney.
Shout out to Nottingham. Shout out to Nottingham for that big screw-up there.
That was no screw-up. That was somebody with the film reel that was high on weed that day. It was like, yo, bro, you want to see what I'm going to do to these little brats? That's exactly what that was. I applaud you.
Oh, boy.
Weed man.
All right. So it's a joke. We're going to go into something serious now. We're going to bring in Andrea Torres. She is a Miami Herald reporter. As I stated earlier, Johnny, she dealt with breast cancer at an early age. We're going to communicate with her, which, as we know, this month is Cancer Awareness Month.
Well,
in fact, I have a sad story. What's that?
God bless that girl. And honestly, like, not to be rude or disrespectful, but take that somber tone out of your voice. The girl is battling, and she's overcoming, and she's achieving daily. That should be something that we should be happy about.
I totally agree with you. But this, on a serious note, you know, I had the pleasure.
I'm serious.
Of cancer. I had the pleasure of interviewing a young boy, Derek Marcos. But young boy was diagnosed with cancer at 7 years old. He had neuroblast cancer. Unfortunately, he lost his battle last Sunday to neuroblast cancer. Neuroblast cancer is a cancer that affects children at an early age, as young as an infant. And unfortunately, he lost his battle. So, guys, make sure you check yourselves. And whatever, when you go to the doctor, man, just don't be shy. Ask him. If you got to check yourself down there, too. I remember Tom Green. Remember that Tom Green, we had a little song going? Remember that, Johnny?
I don't know. I'm not too sure about the song,
cancer.
But I know. Yes.
Yeah, he had testicular cancer, and also some baseball players as well. So you guys, check yourself. It's very important that you check yourself for that. But now we're going to bring Andrea Torres, Miami Herald reporter, who is waiting for, unfortunately, it's not working for some reader blog.
I'm going to keep that young lady waiting. She's important for us.
Yes, sir. So absolutely, she battled it. And here's the cool thing. She has been writing her struggles. I mean, every single thing, her war was cancer. She has been writing about it on Miami Herald, miamiherald.com/health. Word for word, exactly how she felt when she walked into the room, when she had chemo. It's just word for word, step by step, she told you, she brought you into her life. And I must say that it's quite amazing that she did that, because I don't think not any other person will do that, such a thing, you know. And maybe perhaps this is a way of coping with things, you know, Johnny?
I totally agree. A lot of people keep journals for reasons that you just mentioned. And for a lot of people that may not have friends, family, or even support, I mean, Andrea is certainly the deciding factor in people keeping a good, strong mind. So I think what she's doing is revolutionary, number one. It's very great, you know, for lack of a better term. But, I mean, hell, it is what it is. I can appreciate her doing that, you know. There's a lot of people that probably could relate that need a helping hand and a fresh look at things, and I believe Andre is helping that out.
Yeah, no doubt about that. As I mentioned, she is a reporter at the Miami Herald, and... Again, we're trying
well,
to
look at that. She's using her talent. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm. And now here we go.
Right there, man. It's great.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I had the opportunity of going to school with her. You know her and me? We attended the same school. Andrea?
Yes. Hi, fellas.
Hey, Andrea. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I've been trying to contact you, but our studio, unfortunately, knocked me up a little bit. But welcome, Andrea, to the Roman Show, and along with Johnny Knockout, all the way from New York, Andrea. So, thank you so very much for joining us. You know, you and me, we went together to school, and then I was actually shocked when I read one of your stories, and I said, what the heck? Are you serious? And you had been diagnosed with cancer at an early age, and I was reading that it's not that very common for a young lady like yourself in your early 30s to get cancer. But then again, you were just one of the 250, as you stated in your article. But here you are today, you're strong. In fact, I saw you last week, you're good to go, and you managed to write word for word exactly how you felt and went through. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, I was in the newsroom when I got the diagnosis, and an editor turned and asked me if I would be willing to write through treatment. And it was a sense of, you know, in the work environment, you know how it is. You're not used to saying no.
Andrea?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, it was just very difficult. But it was a mission that I guess they entrusted, and I took it.
Now, did you find yourself a way of coping with this disease? And you kind of look back and reflect, since you wrote this thing about a year or so, and look at it and say, wow, you know, I went through all of that.
Well, what's unfortunate about cancer is that there's, even though a lot of people claim to have been cured, and there's no cure. I mean, you never know if it's coming back. It sort of changes your life forever. So I'm going to look back at this and hope that it never happens again.
Right. And you know, it's, you know, early age, you were 30 years old when you were diagnosed?
33. I look really young, but I was 33. Yeah.
33 years old. Now, and again, I invite you guys to read some of her work, miamiherald.com/health, or you can just Google her, Saturday Outdoors, Miami Herald, you'll see a whole lot, lots of stories. And you still continue to write about it. Over here, down here in Miami, Andrea, we had a big Susan Coleman walk. I'm sure you possibly participated in that. And you find some people that have read your article and say, hey, Andrea, you know, I understand. I'm going through this myself. Some of your articles have helped me through my battles.
Absolutely. I get emails every Tuesday. Well, now we're publishing the column biweekly, but every Tuesday while I was getting it published weekly, I got emails from women from as far as Australia. I mean, the internet has changed your reach as a writer, so I got a lot of emails from different people, and it's unfortunate, but people assume that breast cancer only happens to women who are over 40, and the American Cancer Society and experts suggest that women get mammograms after they're 40, but I have met through this journey online women who are as young as 21 being diagnosed with breast cancer. So yes, I've been connected to really special people.
Wow. And you know, not only women, Andrea, but men are also affected by breast cancer. Not as common, of course, but they too get affected by breast cancer. In fact, I think it was a musician. I think it was... and you can correct me for long if you understand what we're talking about. I think it was one of the rock band. I think it was Kiss or Escape from Mind right now. He went through breast cancer. So it's definitely a disease that can affect anyone. And just like you mentioned, with any age. Now, so you're doing it biweekly. I read some of your articles. You just interview folks that are going through or battling through breast cancer, or are you also writing about yourself and how you're feeling?
Well, it still remains a first-person feature. So I'll write about people who have touched me in one way or another, people who are exceptional. I mean, it's just the last one was about a little girl named Talia who lives in Orlando, who at 13 years old has become a social media celebrity, and she was diagnosed with neuroblastia. It's a cancer that grows in the soft tissue, and her cancer is, like I said, most of these cancers are not curable. You know, no one's made up a cure for cancer. There's medicine that prolongs your existence and that will stop a tumor from growing, but it's really a sad situation that could have devastated anyone, but this little girl has turned it into an opportunity, and now she's a cover girl. So yeah, I just pick really special people.
Wow, just amazing. You know, just the other day I interviewed a little boy, Andrea, that had neuroblastoma cancer, unfortunately he lost it. With children, unfortunately, he lost his battle. He was 11 years old, and he passed away. But he was diagnosed at 7 years old. So it's just definitely, again, being that this is October Cancer Awareness, guys, check yourselves. A female, a male, and it doesn't matter the age. John, you have a question for Andrea?
I just want to say, hey, how are you? I want to sing my praise to you, sweetheart, because I think what you're doing is a tremendous thing. You're taking one of your talents, something that, you know, you've put to work, and you're helping out a lot of people. Now, I mean, I've had people in my family that were diagnosed with breast cancer. I know people outside of my family for the same reasons. And I really think that you just documenting and giving an inside look, you know, what other people might be going through as well. And you say you have an email every Tuesday of every week where you, you know, you contact some of these people and you get back to. And I just think that that's great, you know. I mean, I wish I could say, like, a whole bunch of, like, important things. But honestly, like, when it comes down to a serious issue like this, sometimes I get, like, tongue-tied. Now, many people that know me know that I can't ever shut up. I don't ever stop talking. But, you know, I really think that, you know, it's very important to be positive in this life. And it all starts in the mind. And, you know we're all visiting this life, regardless of, you know, we're babies. You know, if we grow to be 90, 95, none of us knows, you know, where we're at or when our last day is going to be. And, you know, I don't want to have a somber tone or anything, but I think what you're doing is great. I think it's tremendous. I think you're making a lot of people out there smile. You're giving a lot of people hope. And in turn, you know, that's hope for you, and that's a blessing, you know. So I just want to say that I'm in full support for you and everybody that's going through a struggle. I can only imagine what you must be going through, but, you know, you sound like a very positive and well-spoken individual, and I'm just glad that we have a chance to talk to you here on The Roman Show. So,
thank you so much. I need to hire you as my cheerleader.
I wouldn't charge you either. You don't have to hire me. You just come a knocking, or I'll just keep shouting out. Do you have a Facebook or a Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. My hashtag is Miami Crime, and I tweet about breast cancer, but I also tweet about South Miami and just health in general.
Very cool. Well, I'll be sending you.
And funny crime.
Say again.
Funny crimes, you know, and when you go through something as difficult like as cancer treatment, you learn to make fun of things and to laugh. So I also tweet funny crimes.
Very cool. All right. I mean, I try to be as funny as possible. Some people, I think they're just humoring me when they say that I'm funny. I'm really corny, but I'll be sure to retweet some of your jokes. Hell yeah.
Oh,
I mean, the more positivity we can put out there,
you know,
the better.
And they're not. Yeah, it's really funny. Like, some of our stories, you know, anytime something happens, we're like, oh, it's in Miami. You know, Miami has such a vibrant vibrant diversity in crimes, and people come up with really bad ideas all the time. So we laugh. We laugh a lot at work.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's awesome, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Andrea. And, you know, as I mentioned, Johnny, you know, her and I, we went to school together, and now it's cool because now we're working in what we studied for, right, Andrea? And we're one of the lucky folks because for these times nowadays, it's very tough out there to make a business. But it's just great what you're doing and spreading the word as far as cancer awareness being that it's this month. And Andrea, I mean, I only congratulate you for defeating this thing. Of course, you got to keep our fingers crossed because, as you said, you know, it could always come back. But I'm sure you'll be fine and you'll be overcoming it. And keep letting us know because it's a disease that can affect anyone at any age and any sex. So my congratulations to you, and thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was fun.
And there's one thing, one organization where folks could donate that you highly recommend?
There's an organization in Broward named Bionic Girls. They do the most practical things. They'll go into a cancer patient's home and clean it. You know, when you're going through treatment, you don't have energy to wash dishes or any of that, you know, do any of that. And Bionic Girls takes care of cancer patients who don't have family members and who are involved in the treatment and who need the help. And it's just very practical help, just small things like driving someone to a doctor's appointment. But they need money for gas and they need money to pay for the cleaning services. And so Bionic Girls is run by a woman named Andrea Nungit, and if you Google Bionic Girls Broward, you'll find her organization. She has a page where people can donate money and help her do God's work. I mean, I'm not religious and I don't preach, but I just think that when someone who's a stranger comes to your aid, you know, that's like an angel, and that's basically what she does. You know, people who are troubled, she comes and gives them a hand. So again, the name is Bionic Girls.
Bionic Girl, look it up in Google and help us on the issue.
Roman, I gotta say one thing to Miss Andrea before we let her go, is that now typically, okay, I am like I'm like an alpha male, okay, and normally I wouldn't say that I would be associated with the word cheerleader, but for you, and the only person I'm gonna do this for is you. I am going to be your cheerleader, okay. I'm not gonna be carrying any pom poms though, but I'll always be at your side and I'll always have a positive reinforcement for you. All right? And I will be tweeting
Thank
you tonight.
You.
You're welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything.
All right.
Well, and thank you so very much. Good night, all righty?
Good night. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Good night. Bye. God bless.
Good stuff there, Johnny. Johnny, let's go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back with more here on The Roman Show.
we're back here with more action on the Roman Show. And I think, you know, we're trying to get in contact here with Felix. Felix, is this you?
You got Felix the Cat on the show?
Or no, Felix, the NHL Felix, a segment. I have no idea where Felix went, but Johnny. But Johnny,
those are the first two Felixes that come to mind when I hear that name. Felix the Cat, okay, which everybody I'm sure knows. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm stuck in my own generation with that one. But you kids look it up and get to bed because you got school tomorrow. And Felix Pottman.
Well,
number
29, baby. For Felix. That's
Toronto
right.
Maple Leafs. I wasn't done.
As we're waiting for Felix, Johnny, it's anxious to read. You know, as Andrea stated, there are some weird news out there, but better late than never, Johnny. Check this out. Out of the ashes of time, a man's cremated ashes have mysteriously appeared at a San Diego car wash 17 years after his death. Can you believe that? The man's
His ashes appeared.
17 years, sir. They found him. Now, the man's name is Henry Effbury, and a box containing his ashes was recently left behind at a car wash in San Diego. However, the sticker on the box said the man's dust dated back to 1995, a detail that perplexed Liz Green of the Ocean Beach Main Street Association, which is currently holding the box until the owner can be found.
Wow. Somebody hide it in the car wash or something?
They just found the ashes 17 years after. Now, this is pretty sad. A bedridden obese woman who was rescued by a hazmat team from her Warren, Michigan home after she was found living in a home containing feces and maggots died.
I thought you said weird news, not gross news.
Yeah, I know, but it is weird at the same time. Now
she died
Tuesday morning. Yeah, she did die at the hospital.
Oh boy.
Yesterday. Now.
Oh, at the hospital.
Morbid obesity. Yeah, the hospital. They just found her. The feces and all of that. Morbid obesity and complications from multiple injuries were determined as the cause of death. The woman was only 41 years old.
She should have got one of my knockout workouts.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I know there are people listening saying, "Hey, Johnny, be sensitive," but listen. I was overweight at one time, okay? I got up, I kicked ass, I broke my hand when I first wanted to work out, when I first started to work out. I was 253 pounds of fat and chub, okay? And I broke my hand the first 2 weeks that I started working out. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do now? I started jogging. I found things to do. I feel horrible that I have to hear a story like we just heard, but people, get up. Anything that motivates you. I don't care if it's watching Tom and Jerry cartoons. Do what you got to do to make yourself happy. Get up. Find purpose in life. I hate to hear stories like that.
Yes, sir.
I'm picking up a knockout workout.
Here's some amusing stories. The proof is in the pudding, Johnny. A Florida man was able to get out of a potential arrest by, get this, flashing his genitals at a police officer. Law enforcement officials in Port St. Lucie received a complaint at around 7 p.m. on October 16th from a woman, get this, who suspected a man was masturbating in his car while sitting in a CVS parking lot. It gets better. The woman had not seen the unidentified man's genitals, but noticed he was making, and I quote her, an up and down motion in the area of his crotch, according to the police report. But, get this, by the time police arrived, the suspect had gone into CVS, and a responding officer approached him as he exited the store. The officer asked the man to think about what he did in the parking lot that would have brought attention to himself. But the suspect responded that he had gotten the urge to scratch his testicles because of a rash he had. Now, how did he get off the hook? Well, he then asked if he can show someone his rash just to prove that he was telling the truth. And surely enough, Johnny, when he showed his testicles, he did have a rash. And the police officer...
Wow. You women. Do you know what it's like to have testicles that itch? You don't know what that's like, ladies. And not to mention... Okay, let's not...
do the masturbating joke right now because obviously he wasn't. But do you see some of those billboards they're putting up these days? I mean, anyway.
That is just insane.
No, show your testicles. I'm not Paul Rubens.
All right, Johnny, I think it's time to laugh with Felix. Felix, is this you, Felix?
Felix, help. I'm going to say something else pretty stupid.
All right. Felix. There he is. Felix, you're alive.
Yes.
All right, Felix. Well, it's all yours, man. What you got for us this weekend?
Felix! Hey, Rodolfo.
Dude, go ahead. What you got for us?
Hey, what's up, man? I want to apologize for last week, man. I had my my Walking Dead overdose, and I was zombied out, man. Well, anyways, I got a few minutes to make you laugh, man. That's how long it takes Apple to come out with a newer version of something you have but smaller, like the iPad. Now it has the iPad Mini. Isn't that an iPhone? I mean, come on, bro. You almost paid twice the price. And it's almost the same thing. Imagine if Burger King and McDonald's started doing that.
May I take your order?
Yeah. Let me get the mini Big Mac.
Yes, that would be $6.66.
Oh, man. And dollars or in cents? Anyways, how about we start making things that matter smarter and are smarter into mini size? Like, for example, mini gas prices.
Hey, man, I just filled up my tank for $10.
Well, man, I'll be Possum's uncle. How about mini bars at church?
Come here, boy. Just drink this and tell me a confession.
Oh, man, that's scary. Anyway, speaking of scary, Halloween is 8 days away. That means we're 8 days away from our kids, from child obesity. We're 8 days away from childhood diabetes. That means we're 8 days away from our daughters wearing practically nothing and calling it a costume. Man, I think Halloween changed, bro. I think Halloween now is more about the tricks than the treats. Anyway, speaking of Halloween, I'm moving up to Orlando, bro. I don't know, man. I'm trying to get a job at the Disney park, and somehow the Disney application asked me for a picture. And, yeah, next week I'm playing Ursula. I don't know how that ended up. They asked me, hey, man, you got any problem working Gay Pride Week? And I'm like, nah, man, I can't work Gay Pride Week. He goes, why, man? You got something against the gays? I'm like, no, man. I just can't see Goofy making out with Goofy. Speaking about Goofy, the presidential election is coming up. Anyways, all I know about these two presidents is that one plays basketball and one hates Big Bird. The way I look at it, if the Mayans are right, I'm only going to vote for the president that I wouldn't see going up in flames. Anyways, happy Halloween. Hey, Rodo.
Sir.
Take it away.
Amazing.
Vote. Take it away, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Felix. Thanks for calling in. Now, Johnny, if you weren't laughing, you're not human.
I'm human. I'm more human than human. You know, Rob Zombie made
that
song for me.
You know, it's true what Felix had to say with the iPad Mini.
I like the goofy joke.
Yeah,
the goofy.
I think it's about playing Ursula.
I don't know who Ursula
so
is. It just sounds like old, ugly woman with that name.
You know who
Ursula
is. The Little Mermaid? The Little Mermaid?
That was her name, Ursula?
Yes, that was her name.
I never knew that. All I know is that the priest somehow gets a boner in one of the end scenes when she marries the guy. Maybe he was masturbating outside a CVS parking lot. I don't know. Oh, boy.
No. Well, thanks so much, Felix, for calling in and letting us know. I mean, that was just great stuff there.
I like the more tricks than treat joke, too. That one got me. I dig it.
Yeah, that was it. Good stuff, man. Thanks, Felix. You can find Felix on Facebook. With that being said, I got this press release here, John. I'd like to read. And going back to wrestling, IWF, Allied Independent Wrestling Federation, is seeking new promotions across the world to join their ranks as an affiliate. They currently have about 130 affiliates across the United States of America and around the globe. So If you want some information on this, go ahead and visit AIWFWrestling.net, or you can email Matt Classic at Matt_Classic@Yahoo.com if you run a promotion and want to be part of AIWF, Allied Independent Wrestling Federations, which, as stated, has over 130 affiliates across the United States and around the world. Hey,
well,
Johnny,
Matt,
quickly, want to
Matt,
reach him?
Matt Classic, that name rings a bell. I think he's on my friend list on Facebook. Matt, if you're listening, hire Johnny Knockout. We'll get the word out there. You can post to my
page. There you
go. Plenty of JKO Army worldwide that looks into my page daily. The great circle of good, and they're ready to pay for tickets. So hit me up, Matt Classic.
Well, Johnny, I want to read real quick on some news of Pro Wrestling. I'll be honest. I did not get to see Monday Night Raw. I was too tuned in to the you did.
Yeah. What were you tuned into, though? I'm curious.
Well, you were one of the 3.5 million people that watched it. Mind you, last night, Monday Night Raw was the lowest seen Monday Night Raw.
Well, what do you think?
1997.
Well, you know why that's happening? Because they've yet to hire Johnny Knockout. It's going to happen in time, but, I mean, come on, guys. Stop beating yourselves over the head with these ratings. Johnny Knockout is your solution. And I know there's got to be somebody out there. What's that?
You are the ratings booster, sir.
I'm trying to get myself a job here. You keep interrupting me. How dare you? Do you care about me, Roman?
We get jobs at the Roman show. Who needs to go to the
we'll wrestle for food, Mr. McMahon.
Who needs the unemployment line? Just come on the Roman show.
No,
we
I'm
got
not unemployed. I just want to work for the biggest wrestling company in the entire globe. Hey, I already have a global fan base. I mean, you know, we're growing constantly, so it makes sense. You know, remember when Jericho debuted and he made those very bold points of this company needs somebody to, I don't know exactly how he said it, but I always get goosebumps when I watch it. And he goes, this company needs a savior. I'm like the modern day, I'm the modern day Johnny Knockout. And I am the savior, I am the change in pro wrestling.
Right.
One day, when they wanna make the right decision, you know, I'm here. But until then,
I'm gonna be kicking ass, Johnny, and
making every promotion out there on the independent scene the number one promotion to watch for.
Well, one thing, Johnny, that's noted here that they did have one of the lowest ratings since 1997. But you gotta consider, Monday Night Raw was up against Monday Night Football in the debate.
Yeah.
Cut the people some slack, man. Cut us some slack. That's some hard competition there. Some stiff competition coming from Monday Night Football and the debate.
Dude, I don't know why people watch the debate. Although I saw the Saturday Night Live skit this weekend with, believe it or not, Bruno Mars. That Bruno Mars, man, I didn't really know too much about him before. I mean, I don't really listen to pop music, but this guy was pretty talented. And they had this whole skit with the presidential debate. Now, I never seen the debate, but this skit was hilarious. I guess it was just a mock of what actually happened. So funny.
That's
I can only imagine what happened, but who wants to watch the debate?
Hey, I like to watch the debate. I want to say something about
the debate. Well, we all know there's
something
about wrong
with
you, Roman.
No,
you drink Sanka.
I know. Trust me. If I wasn't saying, I'll be falling asleep right now. But I got to see the debate yesterday, and they spoke about foreign policy, but I must say this. Both Obama and Romney seem like they need a 411 on foreign policy. It just wasn't enough. I think that some of the questions that were asked just failed to give a good, clear answer on both ends. However, they're saying that Obama did win the debate. I would attest to that. I think he did a fair job.
But what did you learn from this debate?
Policy.
What did you learn about our country's future? Now, I'm not into politics, so I'm not going to claim like I know what's going on because I don't. As
well
as a lot of them,
cocky,
arrogant Americans that think they know everything. But what did you learn from this debate? I want to know why you decided to watch that instead of Monday Night Raw, because I'm offended.
Well, the reason I watch politics, sir, is because I cover politics. But
No, I don't want to know why. That wasn't my question. I want to know what you learned from this debate.
Here's what I learned. I learned that both these guys, as far as foreign policy, they circumvented to domestic issues. They, in my opinion, I think they just didn't give a clear, concise answer as far as what they will solutionize and what's going on outside of the United States. They somehow brought it back to the United States.
Did you just say solutionize?
Yes.
I think you created a new word. I like it.
I did, but didn't it sound super cool?
It did. I like it. It's a stamp of approval from Johnny Knockout himself. Hey, look, if they can add SmackDown to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, they could certainly add
They added "duh" to the dictionary. Why not solutionize?
But basically, this is not your fault, by the way, but basically you didn't learn too much from this debate. So why should I take my time to go vote for somebody that can't even get a point across?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think that they both failed on that mark. They couldn't come to a clear solution, and they just kept they attempted to bash each other. But
you're guiding this country, and you can't get a clear-cut statement across on why people should be backing you up, then I'm sorry. Then I'm not for it.
Yeah,
I'd rather go watch reruns of Mad About You, and I've never seen that show. So,
well, all we can say is that we're just a few days from the general elections, November 6th, Obama and Romney. Well, I mean, it is your right to do so.
So
just do it. But I must say, I give credit to the moderator. I think he did a great job. He asked good questions, although they never tend to touch Latin America, but whatever. They did touch the Middle East world, which is right now in chaos. Syria and Lebanon and Egypt, they just can't seem to get the
whole...
But
what does this do for our country?
Well,
I don't got anything against any
somehow,
other country. There's some beautiful countries out there. You know, my ancestors are from Italy and Ireland. But what does that do for America? This is where we live. That's at our forefront. It's our priority.
And that is what they were talking about.
This is why we talk about wrestling, folks.
Yes, yes.
Politics,
but you know, you got to love it, but... It does, because it's just like religion and politics. It's just a conversation that will never end. But with that said, Johnny, I must say that rumors are swirling, sir, that The Rock and Undertaker at WrestleMania 29 next year.
Mm. Interesting.
Now, I can see that happen. Taker wins Royal Rumble, Rock wins the belt in the Rumble, and then they both meet.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty nice.
There's so many possibilities. I'm glad it's not something that we can predict early out. I mean, as a wrestling fan, look, I'm a wrestler. Everybody knows that. But at the end of the day, I'm a fan. And I know that's a cliche that everybody says, but it's the truth. And the fact that I can't predict solely what's going to happen means I'm interested. So, but yeah, that would be a great contrast to Rock and The Undertaker. They certainly have their history.
Mm-hmm. And now lastly to finish.
By the way,
Johnny,
I'm sorry, I want this whole show without cutting you off, and I just did.
No.
But I have to get this in there before we end. I am actually auditioning for The Hero, which is going to be hosted by The Rock, on the 27th,
wow.
I believe. What is that, Friday or Saturday? I don't know, but I'll be in the city. I think it's Saturday. Yeah, I'm taking part of the New York City audition. So I already sent out my stuff. People could visit JKOTube, youtube.com, The Real JKO, to see my partial audition video, but the one I sent them was private, so we'll see. I'll be going to the open casting call, so who knows? Maybe The Rock will smell what I'm cooking in 2013.
Nice. Well, congratulations, and I hope you get the spot. And
don't congratulate
me
yet, but thank you.
I'm already congratulating you, sir. I am jumping the gun.
You know something? How shame on me. Did you hear that? I just slapped myself in the face. You're right. If TNT knows what's good for them, they will hire Jake Hale. All right?
Forget
and I will win that show.
There's
a lot of money involved. I want to be the hero of everybody. Some people I am the hero of. I know that I'm the hero with my reflection that I see in the mirror. In fact, the Foo Fighters song Hero goes off every time I catch my reflection. You know that song? There goes my hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that one.
So TNT knows it's good for them. I will be on that show. And when I'm on that show, I will be walking out as the winner with hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know how much chocolate I could buy with that money?
Oof, too much, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More than
well,
I
good luck, Johnny, but I want to finish off with this. And
yes.
I think that, being that we are, you know, I'm in Miami, you're in New York, there seems to be a tie here. You're New York Yankees, if you are a New York Yankees fan, Johnny. I'm not sure.
I'm not
are you a Yankees fan?
I'm not a fan of
baseball. Not a fan of baseball. But
I stopped watching in 2002 when the Yankees failed to re-sign Tino Martinez. He was my favorite.
Well,
but what were you going to say, though?
Well, here's the thing. The Yankees, as you know, they choked. And they didn't get to make it to the World
Series.
They
pulled the Stephen Cage?
Oh, yeah. I think they did more than that. Sadly, there was a lot of money involved, you know. At least Stephen Cage, there is no money involved. But
you got a pretty good show, though. Reality show. Which I was on the last couple. I've been cheating on you. Sorry.
I heard, man. What's up with that?
I mean, I thought that was show. Don't get me wrong. You think there's no reason why we have more viewers tonight? I've been making the rounds, baby.
It's just a product.
Sorry,
man. It's a product.
Sorry, I called you baby.
Product is good. But John, here's the thing. So Yankees choke. They get swept for the Tigers, and then the Miami Marlins. They just fired our manager Ozzie Guillen. They made a big deal. They spent all this whole big cash, and they bought the ballpark and so forth down here. But here's a rumor. Rumor is that the Yankees, they're just not liking Alex Rodriguez. And we know A-Rod. And I know who A-Rod is. Yankees spend millions of dollars on this guy. And right now, he's just not producing.
That's Mrs. Torrey Wilson. That's Mr. Torrey Wilson. My mistake.
Yeah. Wasn't he WrestleMania with Torrey Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, correct. Yeah. So, A-Rod now slumping. Rumors are swirling that he might come to the Marlins. Now, people are speculating the reason the Marlins let go of Guillen is to bring in A-Rod. And then the Yankees,
For the money.
Oh, I see.
It's all about the money.
We'll see what it is. We'll see what happens. Folks, thanks so very much for tuning in this evening. Your final thoughts, sir?
My final thoughts, it was a very good webcast today. I want to thank all of our guests from our breakdancing buddy who's going worldwide. I don't know his name. That's not to be disrespectful, but you say his name so quick. I want to thank him. I want to thank Eric Tap Out from PWS. It was good talking to him, and who knows, maybe you'll end up seeing JKO and PWS one day. And I also want to thank Andrea. God bless that beautiful young lady. I will be tweeting her after this. And as always, fans of the JKO Army, new recruits, you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. Check me out on youtube.com, The Real JKO, featuring the Johnny Knockout Reality webisodes, and follow me on Twitter, at JKO Reality. And also at Roman DH, because without him, I wouldn't be able to tell you everything that I'm saying right now. So thank you for having me, Roman. It's good to be back, and I look forward to next week with Uncle Vega.
Yes, sir. Well, Johnny, thank you so very much for joining me all the way from New York. And folks, make sure you follow the action at Roman DH Twitter. RodolphRoman.com, the website, you'll hear the entire cast. And tomorrow night, 9 p.m., we'll be talking to some MMA. Don Fry, who was actually in Japanese movies and an MMA legend. And also George Nalaval, CEO and founder of CFA, along with Lederman, who fights the World Series of Fighting, and Keith Johnson, who also fights locally down here in Fort Lauderdale, and will be fighting UFC veteran Steve Bruno. With that said, good night, sleep tight, and you know the rest. Good night.
And don't walk in text.
And know what now?
Don't walk in text, because I will shoulder block the shit out of you.
Good night, guys.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird with these weird.